This is an iHeart podcast.
The Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday. It's been a roller coaster ride tonight. Remember, you can listen to the whole thing if you missed any of it. iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. They have the show podcasted there. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I was thinking about college today because I was doing some reading on something historically. It's nerdy. I don't want to tell you what it is because it's nerdy, but I was thinking about something historically and I came across this little gem from an engineering student.
So I'm a STEM major, and in my school they're starting to bring in social justice into STEM, and I've talked to the school and with my department, and I'm like, why are you doing this? Why are you bringing in something that has to do with social justice that has nothing to do with STEM? And the excuse that they bring to me is because of minorities, poor minorities. I'm a minority, I'm Hispanic. And I'm like, I'm not a victim and I don't need you to feel sorry for me. We don't need social justice. And they keep saying, oh, yes, we do, because we're a social justice school. That is what we do. And if you don't want to be here, you don't have to be here. You can leave. And an advisor, listen, told me this. I told her, I'm not a bad person. I actually care about the education system. And I'm like, I'm not a bad person. You know what she told me? She told me this. Oh, we don't know that yet.
Now, I only brought that up. I know it's kind of dark, but I only brought that up because I want to bring this up. Remember something. What we're dealing with here is communism. Communists. Cultural Marxists, actually. And because you don't think this way, and I don't think this way, it can be very, very difficult for us to understand this. There's nothing they won't destroy. Destruction is their religion. The entire religion has always been about destruction, burning down everything. From the time Karl Marx wrote the Communist Manifesto, he talked about the need to seize everything and burn it down. When Vladimir Lenin was running his communist revolution in the Soviet Union, well, in Russia at the time, that was about to become the Soviet Union. He talked about the need to have never-ending violence and revolution. He talked about, his direct quote is, the worse, the better. This has not changed just because the labels and brands have changed, just because it's climate change, Black Lives Matter, LGBTQ, just because the branding has changed, nothing has changed. There is nothing they don't want to wreck. Remember this. It is the religion of the malcontent. That's what communism really is. It's the religion of the malcontent. That's why in the Soviet Union, they focused on the workers because the workers were starving and miserable, the urban poor. Here in America, our workers aren't starving and poor. So they simply went searching for every other malcontent. Communism finds the malcontents. Why do you want malcontents, though? Who would want that? They're so miserable, they're bitter to be around. I mean, look at feminists. Who likes being around feminists? Nobody. Even feminists hate other feminists. A bitter woman? There's nothing worse than a bitter woman. I've always believed that women do better than men at setting the mood in the room. That a bright, sunny, wonderful dime, she raises the mood for everybody, and a mean, miserable, bitter hag brings everybody down. Why would you want that person in your ranks? Why would you want Black Lives Matter in your ranks? Why would you want the climate change nutters in your ranks? Because if you find a bitter malcontent, what you will often find is they're so consumed with bitterness, destruction is now what they really crave. That's really what they want, is destruction. That old lame saying that is lame, but it's also 100% true, hurt people hurt people. It's true. When you're dealing with these people, understand that they want to burn everything. Everything they see, that old, Dark Knight line? Some men just want to watch the world burn. That's what you're dealing with. So, and because you would never look at the world that way. That's such a dark, ugly way to look at the world. It's hard for you to understand somebody who would. But That's what they do. I've used the example before, and it's true. It's a global religion. It must be for everybody. So if you were fighting with a communist for control of 100 islands, and you got your butt kicked, and in the end, when the war was over, you had one island, and he had 99. He would wake up the morning after taking 99 of 100 islands, and he would be angry and bitter and miserable. And all he'd be able to focus on or talk about is that one island he doesn't have yet. You notice how they're never satisfied? It's never enough. That's because there's never enough destruction to satisfy them. You, if you fought that war and woke up with 99 of 100 islands, you'd wake up and think, oh, man, this is sweet. That's awesome. I got 99 islands. Man, you suck, buddy. Enjoy your one. We're going to go listen to Frito Bandito.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. Hey, I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
Chris asked, he rudely interrupted in my song in my ear, and he asked, should we have that same mindset then? Yes and no. There's nothing wrong with being aggressive and ambitious, and we're not near aggressive and ambitious enough. But I've known men of various professional success levels, and I want to call it professional success because people act like the plumber with a wife he loves and three great kids who lives in, you know, $150,000 house. They act like that guy's not successful. That's extreme success right there. That's success. Just because he doesn't drive a BMW doesn't mean he's not successful, but professionally successful. I've known men of various levels of that, from dirt poor to I've actually hung out with a couple billionaires before. I find many of them fall into one of two categories, especially the major rich guys. This is actually more the norm, at least the ones that I've ever met. Maybe that's just because of who my friends are. More the norm, they're guys, when you talk to them about their success, they're honestly humble about it, and they feel like they'll normally say something to the effect of, yeah, I kind of lucked out. I lucked out. I had a smart partner. I had a dad who helped me out. Or, man, I can't believe I started this business and it took off. There's always kind of that feeling of disbelief in there. And that guy's almost always a happy person, good family, good life. But I've known a few of the other kind, and you don't want to be this kind. The guy who's never satisfied, ever satisfied. Oh, he's oftentimes the richest of the group and most professionally successful. He's the one I'd never want to be. I've known him like this. I've known a guy, what was he worth? Of course, he told us. He's one of those guys who said, I'd tell you what he was worth about 5 seconds into. He was worth like a ton of money, like $10 million, $10 or $20 million. I think it was 10, but it might have been $20 million. This was a while ago. And he had a great house, and he had a girlfriend at the time who he loved, and great car. I mean, $10 million, right? What can't you do with $10 million? Bills are paid. Life's good. He's eating Red Lobster or whatever he eats whenever he wants. And we had a talk one night, and the guy says, oh, man, I'm just miserable. And we were all sitting around, and we said, miserable? What? What do you mean you're miserable? Why? Man, I want to be a billionaire, and I don't know how I'm going to do it. I can't see the plan. And we're like, oh, okay, well, it's nothing wrong with wanting to be a billionaire, but obviously life's good, right? He's like, no, unless I get there, I'm not going to be happy. Avoid that at all costs. You're chasing a false god, just like the communists do. You're chasing a false god who's never going to fill that hole up inside of you. You need to let that go. So, no, yes, do we need to be more aggressive with the communists? You bet. We need to be much more aggressive. We need to be much more ambitious with not stopping them from taking ground. We need to take ground back, and a lot of it, because we've lost so much ground in this country. But we don't ever want to totally turn into them. No, no way. All right. Time to talk about the FBI. Miranda Devine broke a little something today. And woo-wee, ouch. Before we get to that, let's get to Pure Talk real quick. oftentimes putting your money where your morals are is very, very, very difficult. I love going to the movies. It's very difficult to find a movie out there that isn't complete woke filth that I can take my sons to. That's hard. That's difficult. I love movies. I've always had. My boys love them. We love going. Changing your cell phone provider is so easy. It's borderline criminal if you haven't done it. Because Pure Talk makes it easy. Less than 10 minutes on the phone, speaking to someone who speaks English from a patriotic company with a veteran as their CEO. Why wouldn't you switch? Oh, did I mention your bill? Well, my bill got cut in half for a family of four. What's the reason not to? Dial #250 from your cell phone and say Jesse Kelly. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk today.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry, there's still plenty left. I got tons of questions to get to. I just wanted to bring this up again, even though it's can get a little dark. I want to bring this up again. You know how they've been turning you into an enemy of the state over and over and over? DOJ, FBI, the media is doing it. Joe Biden, of course, is doing it. Dome does it all the time. Dome does a lot of things all the time, but it just doesn't matter. They're turning you into an enemy of the state. FBI insiders say white supremacy threat is overblown as Biden opens a summit about racists and extremists. Now, I say that on the heels of what I talked about a little bit earlier. Miranda Devine, New York Post, broke this story today. I recommend you go read it. By the way, I'm going to have Miranda Devine on my TV show tonight. I have a TV show on the first TV every night, 9 p.m. Eastern time. I'm going to have her on and ask her about this. Miranda Devine, she broke a story. We have whistleblowers now at the DOJ saying Facebook is handing the private messages of people who are mad about the election. Right? I'm not talking about planning violence. Mad about the election. They've been handing your private messages over to the FBI. That has gotten so scary now. The Federal Bureau of Investigation working hand in hand with social media companies to smash you. Remember in the wake of January 6th how B of A couldn't hand your private information? Bank of America couldn't hand your private information over to the government fast enough? You remember that? Keep your eyes on what's going on right now. Keep your eyes on what's going on. This is getting frightening. Howdy, Jesse. He's asked about COVID shots. Howdy, Jesse. I heard the shots don't really work, that they damage your immune system, that they decrease your futility. I don't know what that means. He says futility, Chris. It does not say fertility. I don't know about that. And what's the latest you've heard on how these shots are dangerous? Says thanks. All right. I have never told you to take the vaccine or not take the vaccine. I have told you, don't you dare give it to your children. I have told you I didn't take it. I didn't. No one in my wife hasn't, kids haven't, and not in a million years would we. I don't pass any judgment on you if you did. Many people had to because of their employer. Many people felt pressured from the biggest propaganda campaign in the history of mankind. Many people were scared. I mean, if you're watching the news, wasn't hard to be scared. Oh my gosh, I don't want to die. Maybe you're old and fat. Maybe you're just fat. Maybe you have pre-existing conditions. But people have their reasons, and I don't pass any judgment on that. Lord knows I put 1,000 things in my body I shouldn't have put in there. I'm not judging you at all. However, all I can do is give you my reasons for not doing it. Here are my reasons for not. Right when they announced there was going to be a vaccine. The vaccine is coming. Vaccine is coming. I wasn't against it. I said, okay, all right. I wasn't overly concerned at that point in time with COVID because I had enough friends in the medical community. I saw who COVID was killing and who COVID wasn't killing. COVID was wiping out seniors in nursing homes with pre-existing conditions. It was terrible for them. And anyone younger than that was fat. for the most part, they were really fat, right? Obesely fat. And because I'm not obese, wife isn't, kids aren't, no pre-existing conditions, lungs are fine. I just thought, okay, I'm not really interested in it, but I'm not against it. In general, I'm not an anti-vaccine person. I just wanted to watch and wait and see. That's all. I am a wait and see person on everything. It's way more than vaccines. I don't buy anything brand new because I'm not interested in being that. I got my new car. I got my new shoes. I got the new phone. Nope. I don't want the new iPhone. Oh, wait for a year or two once all the bugs are worked out and you can experience all those and I'll go get one. That's just my philosophy. I'm not saying that's right. That's how I do it. And I was doing that with the vaccine. So I just wanted to wait and I wanted to see. Well, I waited and here's what I saw. I immediately saw the people who were telling me that ivermectin doesn't work when I knew doctors, and I know doctors to this day who successfully treated patients with it a bunch. I know doctors who successfully treated people with hydroxychloroquine. They've told this from their mouth to my ears. I know they've told me. I'm not telling you that. That's what they told me. But for some reason, medical people, they said neither of those things work and they're dangerous. And then on top of that, they insisted that I take the vaccine. Okay, well now I'm suspicious of your motives because it doesn't seem like you want to prevent COVID deaths. It seems like you want to sell a vaccine. So now I'm very suspicious. And then Joe Biden gets elected and stands up and tells me I have to. Well, now I will never do it. Now you would have to hold me down. You would have to get several people to hold me down and forcibly take it. There's nothing you could do to me now that would ever make me take it. I do not bow to tyrants. I am not a servant. I am a citizen of a free country, and the president can go screw himself. The president does not get to give me orders on what I have to take and what I don't take. The second you told me I had to, now I decided I was never going to. And the second you told me I had to, that's when I went from suspicious to assuming this is nefarious. You don't have to make people take something that will save their life. If during the Black Plague, when half of Europe got wiped out and just whole families were dying, if somebody came out and they said, I have a cure and here's 50 people I've given it to and they've all been cured and here you can have it, you'd be crawling over everybody to get your hands on that. Yes, give it to me now, please. Can I have a double dose? You're now threatening me with the loss of my job if I don't take it? Now I'm suspicious. Now I'm very, very suspicious. And so at that point in time, I decided I was never going to take it. Since then, we have study after study after study after study coming out. Remember, there are countries in Europe, they won't even give these things to people under 50 now. Nobody really outside of America is giving these things to children now. We have over 1,200 elite athlete heart attacks this year alone. We have a baby die-off worldwide that is staggering. And no, it's not the climate change that did it. There's nothing you could ever do to make me take that thing now, ever. If you did it, there's no judgment. Fine. I'm not telling you what to do or what not to do. I don't like doing that with you and your body and your health. You know what you've got going through. I will tell you this. I have somebody very, very close to me who got it. And now, all of a sudden, can't walk up a flight of stairs anymore. And the doctor who told her to get it flat out admitted that's probably what did it. No for me. You do what you want for your body. That's a no for me. All right. Electricity and states forming their own armies. Whoa, getting spicy. Hang on. Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition might never be. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, don't forget, you can download the whole show on podcast on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. And on iTunes, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review talking about how handsome I am. I actually don't really care if you subscribe or not, but it's really good for the show because it gets more automatic downloads. Makes me look good. What, Chris? Am I, are you not supposed to say that out loud? Well, I didn't know. Well, let's focus on something else for a second. How much do Democrats love that they own the DOJ, FBI, NSA, CIA? Here was Representative Steny Hoyer today.
They want to eliminate what they call the deep state. The deep state is a cadre of professionals dedicated to honoring the Constitution, the laws of this country, and carrying out the policies of the Congress and the president.
Mm-hmm. I didn't hear a denial in there. That's weird. They call it the deep state. Anyway, there's this group of people. They love the country and the Constitution. Oh, I'm sure you do love that deep state, Steny. Jesse, love your show. And I get down like the rest of us impatient conservatives. My question is, we live in Ohio. Our local electric power provider, per the news I heard last night, is requiring all customers to have a smart meter installed. Obviously, as you know, that gives them the ability to control your thermostat. Or you can pay a $100 one-time non-compliance charge and pay $40 a month as a fee. Did I ever hear of anything like this anywhere else, he asks, and how I would handle it. Okay, what, Chris? It's probably the meter to the whole house, correct? But no, it's probably the thermostat too, buddy. The thermostats are smart thermostats. Anyway, how would I handle it? Well, one, this was an obvious next step, right? You know, we all know where this is going. I've told you on this show where it's going. This is not news to you. As the climate change death cult slowly clenches around us and we have less and less power out there, they're going to ask you to reduce your power. And then, and this is already happening in places like Colorado and California, then they're just going to flat out do it for you. Oh, we asked. Anyway, beep, 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 beep. There's your thermostat. Look at that. And we all know where this goes. This goes to brownouts and blackouts and there being no power. That's what the climate change death cult will bring. And poor people will die, of course. And old people on CPAP machines and so on and so forth. Now, as far as your particular situation, it all depends on the money. I would do everything in my power to avoid having that thing in there. But that's easy to say when I'm not the one being asked to pony up 100 big ones and then pay $40 a month, especially with inflation like it is right now. $40 a month is big money. I was telling you the other day, we are now at the point my boys are the size. We will sit down as a family. If we have eggs as a family for breakfast, a dozen eggs in a meal. Man, these grocery numbers are popping, especially with inflation. If you can afford it, I'd pay it. And I don't know that this will work in your situation, I actually have smart thermostats in my home. I disconnected them all from the internet. They no longer have internet service, so you can't do anything with them. But again, all these things, like these things we're talking about, do you disconnect it? Do you cover this up? Do you pay the fee? Do you that? Understand that these are all Band-Aids. None of these are solutions. We have a brain tumor, and we're discussing how much ibuprofen we need to take to ease the pain. We have to get the tumor out. We have to get the climate change death cultists out there because we're not going to be able to avoid them forever. It's like what happened with the gun discussion the other day. We've been talking about it a lot on the show, how Visa and American Express and all these companies are going to start flagging your gun purchases so they can hand that information to the government. And people were saying, well, we'll just use cash. And I came on and said, dude, they're going to ban that too. They're going to ban cash purchases for guns. I'm not criticizing the thought, but we must understand we have to tackle the cancer itself. We're not going to be able to continue to just wiggle our way out of it here and just kind of dance our way around it there. And, oh, I found a workaround here. If we don't ever actually attack the problem in this country, then we're never going to solve it. Shogun Sombrero Oracle Steel III. What, Chris? I saw that Heavy D is starting Florida's State Guard, separate from the Federal National Guard, which is controlled by Washington. What are your thoughts on each state having its own defense system? I'm 43 years old, in decent shape. Maybe it wouldn't be such a bad idea to sign up to defend Indiana. He says, Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes.
Good morning to you too, sir. Now, all right, the Florida State Guard, it's not really a military force. That's not what Heavy D is doing with it. I'm not ripping on him, but that's not what he's doing with it. The National Guard is supposed to fall underneath your state. You already have a state military. It's the National Guard in your state. And let me tell you something else. That should be the bulk of the United States military. You know that, right? You know we're not supposed to have gigantic standing armies. Now, in this day and age, the way technology moves, and really it's been this way for a long time, the Navy, you really always have to keep the Navy staffed and with ships at the ready, just because you can't just snap your fingers and start cranking out battleships if you need them. Or today, aircraft carriers would be more accurate, and submarines. You always have to have those. Also, planes. The Air Force, as much as it pains me to give them any credit, you have to have a modern Air Force at all times. You can't wake up one day and say, hey, let's get modern planes. We're at war. That's not how it works. But what America's military always was and what it was supposed to be was the standing army, the standing military, was a bunch of highly trained, small group of professionals who could, if war was ramping up, bring a bunch of young men in and get them trained up and ready for war. That's what it was supposed to be. The bulk of America's defense was supposed to be the National Guard of your state. That was America's defense force. Oh, but Jesse, what was our offensive force? We weren't supposed to have one as a nation. And I'm not trying to be some hippie here. As a nation, go read for yourself George Washington's farewell address. Right up until World War I, from the foundation of this country all the way up to World War I, we were supposed to stay home and stay out of it. Not our problem, not our issue. They're always fighting somebody. We're going to stick around here, trade with everybody. Don't you come across us, because we have a Navy and we have a bunch of people and a bunch of industrial power, but that's not our problem. The founders wrote extensively about how large standing armies were the enemy of liberty, because large standing armies have to move, have to do something, have to conquer something. And you're handing all this power, the power of a military, in the hands of despicable politicians. They're going to want to use it. People want to use power. You put a hammer in your hands, you're going to look around and see if it's appropriate to hit anything. It's human nature. I mean, people want to use power. Now think about what's happening to your military. Now do you understand why I'm constantly giving caution to what's going on out there? All right, we're going to get to emails I didn't get to, headlines I didn't get to. We still have fun to have. Don't worry. Don't worry about that. Before we get to any of those things, let's discuss the fact that your allergies suck and you're not doing anything about it. Now, maybe you're taking that over-the-counter allergy medication. I'm not judging. I've done that a bunch. But why not just clean the air instead? Now, you can't do anything about the outside, but in your office and in your home, you should have Eden Pure thunderstorms. And you don't have to worry about the noise. It's not one of these big air purifiers that, it's not like that at all. It's this little black box. I have one plugged in right in here. Do you hear it in the microphone? You hear that? No, you don't. It just goes right in the wall. They're super quiet. They will clean your air. Not just of viruses and mold. I don't have allergies anymore. Go to EdenPureDeals.com because they have a deal for my listeners. If you go to EdenPureDeals.com and use the code Jesse3, that's Jesse and the number 3, you get a 3-pack for $200 off. I know, it's a good deal. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. You can email me while I'm gone. Remember, I won't be here tomorrow. Don't worry. We have an outstanding guest host sitting in. I know you're groaning right now that no one loves to hear that, but I won't be here Friday. I won't be here Monday. I'll be back on Tuesday. No, I promise I'm not vacationing. All right. I have like 2 months of just weird travel stuff. It's all for work. There's this event here and this event there and this event here. It's all about the show, right? It's all show stuff. I'm not going to Las Vegas. I take that back. One of those times I am going to Las Vegas, but that's also about the, it's hard to explain. All right. There's a lot of stuff going on and it is what it is. I never thought with a radio show, I never thought there'd be so much travel involved, but I'm not complaining. I mean, it's cool. I'm not complaining, Chris. I guess it's just so different now. Now that the show kind of blew up all over the place, it's going so well. It's so different now than it was when we were doing like an hour on KPRC. I never had to travel very much when it was just one hour show in Houston. All right. Before I get to all the rest of this stuff, somebody did email in and ask, "Hi Jesse, where do I find info on the Israel trip?" Did not say I can use his name. Look, remember, this is next summer, July 17th to the 26th of the year 2023. Me, the wife, kids, Chris, Michael, my freaking parents, my sister, in-laws, like all of us, and listeners of the show, it's one big family event. We're all going to Israel for 10 days, the Holy Land. And you should see the itinerary. It's all there. It's absurd. Masada and Nazareth and Jericho and Bethlehem. We're gonna sail on the Sea of Galilee. That's freaking cool. Sailing. Anyway, if you want to come, you can come. No pressure. If you want to come, you can come. If you do want to come, I would sign up sooner rather than later, though, because they have told me the country is only so big, it can only accommodate so much, that there is a limited availability. I'm just putting that as nicely as possible. ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse is where you go to sign up there. ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. Or you can do this on the phone if you're driving. That's fine. 877-234-3002. All right.
And now,
here's a headline.
By the go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Nearing its breaking point, New York City Mayor Eric Adams says the city is scrambling to support the bused illegal migrants. I just think it is wonderful to watch these cities who've claimed to be sanctuary cities for so long complain what border states have been going through forever. FBI's investigation into hundreds of attacks by pro-abortion terror group yields zero arrests so far. Huh. There's a pro-abortion terrorist group that has been firebombing pregnancy centers across the nation. The FBI can't seem to find a single person responsible for it. Hey, look, maybe we should tell them one of them hung a garage pull string in a NASCAR garage. They'll have a team on it immediately. 2 migrant buses arrive outside Vice President Kamala Harris's Naval Observatory residence in D.C. Like she can't handle some extra company. Ron DeSantis sends planes full of illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard. We talked about that earlier. I like it. I think it's great. I find it hilarious. It's still not an immigration policy, though. The Supreme Court rules Yeshiva University must recognize LGBTQ group for now. Sooner or later, people on the right will wake up and start being nice and realize the LGBTQ activism is an assault on the American family and an assault on the American church, most of all. And remember, they want your kids broken into and they want your church doors closed because they understand the American church is standing in the way of a complete communist takeover of the country. That's why there's federal, let's do a federal gay marriage bill is idiotic. So, of course, the GOP is getting in on it. Mazie Hirono issues a call to arms when debating an abortion ban. I've thought about this a lot. I think Mazie Hirono might be the dumbest person in Congress. And I know that's saying a lot. I realize that is saying a lot because there are some idiots out there. If you ever hear Mazie Hirono speak, you'll know what I'm talking about. Just genuinely not a person who can talk. 6 charts that explain the United States' march toward gerontocracy. gerontocracy. I've never heard of that word before. I have no idea what that word means whatsoever. So my headline response to this is, Facebook spied on private messages of Americans who questioned the 2020 election. Reminder, you're being surrounded by the administrative state while the GOP works on gay marriage. Hunter Biden tries to lower child support payments, claiming hardship. This is the child he had with the stripper. Child is now 4 years old, four-year-old daughter. He's not involved in the child's life in any way. Joe Biden doesn't care about his granddaughter's life in any way. Just a reminder of the absolutely detestable people who run this country. Gavin Newsom to send inflation relief checks to Californians right before the election. Oh, that sounds awfully familiar. Lemon squeezed. Don Lemon loses primetime role in the latest CNN shakeup. Don Lemon shouldn't be bitter. He should be thanking the Lord on high for every minute he got to spend in a primetime television show. Because you want to talk about somebody who had no business being there. By the way, I got this email too. Dear Jesse, I spotted you gassing up at Buc-ee's recently. I knew it was you because of your godlike stature and the Cheetos dust all over your t-shirt. My initial thought was to approach you and let you know how much I enjoy the show, but I was immediately taken aback by the symmetry of your features and decided against it. I always assumed Chris and Michael were real and it was just you doing a bit. My question is, I noticed two full-size Japanese anime body pillows buckled up in the back seat. Was this you taking Chris and Michael out to get some air? Says, keep changing people's lives. And says, I can say his name. His name is Tom.
We're changing people's lives.
One, those Japanese dolls, the anime dolls, that's private, all right? That's one. Two, listen, if you see me out in public, you can come say hi. You know I'm just a normal person, right? You're welcome to come up and say hi. It's never a burden. It's never a bother. And don't get me wrong. I appreciate you very much because this has happened to me before. People are so respectful. What, Chris? What if I'm eating? No. Let me clarify. That's fine too. Now come say hi and then leave. Don't sit and make it awkward. If I'm eating, come say hi and then move along. But you can come say hi. I promise it's fine. You're always so, gosh, I'm going to sound nice when I say this. You're always so respectful of me whenever you see me out there, and because I'm always out with the wife and some friends or the kids or something like that. You're welcome to come say hello. Even if I'm with the kiddos. I brought the kiddos with me to CPAC this year, and we walked around because I wanted my boys to have practice shaking hands firmly, looking people in the eye, introducing themselves. I like my kids in that environment. I like it. You're welcome to come say hello to me, okay? More than welcome to. Now, I do understand, having said that, that it's intimidating when you're looking at a symmetrical face like Denzel and me. Not what, Chris? You know that old saying, you don't stare directly at the sun? I understand that applies to me and my face. So if you get intimidated, I'll get that too. If you want to stand a little further away and just say, Jesse, hi, I just wanted to bask in the radiance, that's okay. That's okay. We can just stand there together. All right, we'll stand there together. It's fine. I will see you again on Tuesday. Keep your chin up until I get back, all right? That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.